This is Our Auto Expert,
where 2 million people get their automotive daily download.
Now, here's your international automotive anchor daddy, our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Locally created, nationally celebrated, from the Southwest to the Northeast, this is Our Auto Expert, where 2 million Americans get their automotive news daily. I'm Nick Miles with Automatic Andy and Brake Fluid Bill, pushing the buttons, as he does, in his, with his whole family, his whole life, in the other room. Andy, one of my favorite people, is here.
And Nick, I know who it is because I'm a fan too.
Yeah, she's really wonderful. Miriam Jouard joins us from mobiletechpodcast.com. And Miriam, you know, tell us first of all, we've never really gone through, what sort of things can people find at your website?
Hi. Well, I'm mostly cover technology, and that includes anything mobile, meaning like stuff you carry with you, like your phone, your earbuds, your watches, whatever, you know, smart devices, and then, of course, anything you can step into that makes you mobile. So cars, which is why I cover a lot of EVs and car technology, transportation in general. I love airplanes as well. So that's kind of what we cover mostly at the, on the show, me and a guest every week, guest generally from the media. And yeah, you should check it out. Subscribe.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I love the podcast, and I love checking out what you do. I actually love following you on social media because you post from different cameras on your phone and you can see the quality of the camera. I mean, the subject matter is always interesting because it has you, you know, posting something interesting. But at the same time, I always look at, you know, how the camera takes the picture, and you always list the camera that you use or what phone you're using at the same time, which is kind of cool, right?
Absolutely. I love photography. So when cameras became good and phones, I really got into kind of combining my love for both mobile computers, as it were, like computers in our pockets, and the cameras.
Andy, I have to tell you a secret.
Tell me.
When I buy a new phone, I call Miriam first.
I bet. I saw those reviews on there. They're crazy. I love them.
Yeah. She was really good when she does side-by-sides, too. She'll put down a couple of phones, like either generational phones or comparison phones, and show you how, you know, the edges of the screen differ, and and you should turn them over and show you how the cameras differ and what, how they, I mean, and stuff that I don't often think about, and it helps me make a decision too. So,
well, I like the info because she's part clairvoyant, part like supermaster, because I've been told things that I didn't know I needed to know, and then now I need to know them.
Yeah, no, exactly. Miriam, you've been looking at the fact that Jeep have announced that the next Wrangler will be an EV.
Yes, this is very controversial, I think, in car circles, and I want to recognize that. For those of you out there with your pitchforks ready to go, you know, calm down, because I think this is good news. Look, the Wrangler is an iconic vehicle. I don't want to be sacrilegious about the Wrangler in any way. But at the same time, you know, the future is electric, and electricity off-road is going to offer an entire new dimension of flexibility and capability that we just cannot achieve with the old school mechanical explosions in a box that we do today. And so I think we should welcome this with open arms and see where it takes us. Here are some of the facts, right? So this is not happening right away. We're looking at a few more years before that's the case. And when it is the case, I believe we're not quite sure yet, but it's very possible that some of the more hardcore model might retain the live axle setup that people really prefer for off-roading. It's probably going to be less efficient by using that technology and give less control on the torque of each wheel. But at the same time, it's going to be more in line with what traditional off-road, you know, enthusiasts want. So I think that's what we might see. But we also might see a version that has an independent suspension with four different motors, and you can basically lock all four wheels electronically through the software, basically, by controlling the torque of each motor at each wheel. And I think that's actually more the future. I think that's the way to go. Rivian's doing that with their four-motor truck, and the people who have taken it off-roads have been blown away by its capabilities because of it. I believe that the Hummer EV does something similar as well. So,
yeah.
I think it'll be interesting to see how it develops, really, at this point. How are they going to take this? And, yeah, I'm excited about it.
I think this is, and people have been trying to do the four, independent motors in inside wheels or next to the wheels for a while at the 2019 Tokyo Auto Show. Lexus had a concept vehicle that had the motors in the wheels. Now, we haven't actually seen it come to fruition yet of anything, but it seems to be the way of experimentation. And just in the same way that we settled on the modern motor car, which uses an ICE engine, at some point we will find the most efficient and the best way to do things, because we're in the revolution right now of trying things and seeing what works and what doesn't work. And because we have so many different setups for vehicles, we have to experiment with different formulas to sort of find something that works. And we already know that off-roading in the 4xe, and I have one, is absolutely amazing because you can do silent off-roading.
The 4xe is a good example of where we're going, and a lot of the people who own one love it. So I think this is a good indication. I also think that, you know, you and I went off-roading in a fancy Mercedes EQS SUV a few months ago, and we were both kind of blown away by the capabilities of this luxury, you know, it just looks like a CUV, but it was able to do some pretty crazy stuff off-road, right?
Yeah, and I think one of the big things, the hardest things, is when you get into a little more extreme off-roading, for instance, going up steps of some sort, it's really hard feathering the gas to actually give it the right amount of gas. And then when you reach the top of the steps, to let off at the right time so you don't go shooting forward. And electricity is much easier to do that with because it's much more controlled with the amount of throttle you use.
Correct. You can also adjust the throttle mapping in real time. So, you know, if there's a four low setting, like a virtual four low where all four wheels are attached together and turning at the same time, and in lots of high torque, you're going to have a moment where you can adjust the curve, right, for the throttle pedal to be much less powerful. So you can, like, really feather it the way you want.
And I think all those people that – there's two points here. When you off-road with electricity and in something like a Jeep where you have the windows off and the doors, you know, no windows, no doors, no roof, it's really the best way to connect with nature. Because it's so quiet. But at the same time, for those people who are resistant to this, and I find this with most people who are resistant to electric vehicles, when you've actually driven one, it's not as much about the environment as it is about the excitement. If you
experience.
Say, the experience of driving an EV is far more instantaneous, far more pleasurable. The acceleration is far more immediate in such a bigger vehicle. The drive is far smoother. I mean, the benefits of the drive are so much better than gas. The only thing that I miss is sound, and a lot of the sounds are being pumped in anyway, which give you the same visceral effect.
True. And I think, you know, for those of you who are like, oh, damn, but I still, you know, miss that they're not going to make combustion engine Wranglers. Look, we have 60 years of Wranglers to choose from in the used market. Right. The reality is you can go out there today. There are so many Jeeps. You can buy one, restore it, improve it, make it your own, and still have a Wrangler electric for other times when you want to, you know, maybe go skiing or something. The two can coexist, and I think people shouldn't be too upset about it because if there was 5 years of Wranglers disappearing, you know, we'd have small pickings on the used market, but you have so much choice right now, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's going to take a while, too, before things kind of switch over anyway.
No, you're absolutely right. And I look forward to this as being one of the beginnings. And I'm really glad because there hasn't been many electric off-road vehicles come to market that have not been pickups. I mean, we obviously have the Lightning, the Rivian, and the Silverado. But a lot of the vehicles are, apart from the Hummer and a couple others, the Rivian SUV, the sort of off-roady SUV type of vehicles are very limited. Miriam Jouar is from mobiletechpodcast.com. Please go check out the website and subscribe to her podcast because if nothing else, you'll be entertained and informed. There is a lot of information that she has and the podcast has. It's a great way to at least take some of your travel time up as you head out for National Road Trip Week coming up this week as well. If you're listening to Our Auto Expert, don't forget to go online and check us out as well because you can listen to this interview with Miriam on our podcast, plus see all our latest TV interviews. And there's more show on its way.
Thinking about changing your car?
Get the latest on everything with a Go Pedal
at OurAutoExpert.com.